This is a Bible Answers program in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths. Our subject for this program, Palestine in Prophecy. The only hope for this fear-filled world is found in the promises of God. One of the trouble spots in the world today is the land of Palestine. The new state of Israel occupies only a part of this holy land of the Bible. Some of her Arab neighbors challenge her right to even this much. The great powers of the earth are perplexed by the situation that exists in Palestine today. What is to be the final outcome of this apparent impasse? But first, these programs are brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. And now, Frank, please tell us about ancient and modern Israel as you find them in Bible prophecy.
Well, Russell, the Israelites are indeed an historic and prophetic people. Nearly the entire Old Testament is related to them, being a record of their inception and growth as a nation and prophetic of their future and ultimate destiny.
And Frank, really, Palestine is now among the most important spots in the world in foreign policy.
That is true, but Palestine was made important 4,000 years ago when God promised it to Abraham, the father of the Jewish people. God said, "To thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever."
However, Frank, much of the time since that promise was made, the Israelites have not possessed the Holy Land, and even now much of the land is not theirs.
Nevertheless, Russell, the promise still stands. Any examination of the prophecies which fails to take into consideration God's expressed and loving purpose concerning the historic people of Israel and what the prophets have foretold concerning them would come far short of discovering the real meaning of all the tragic events of today.
You think from their beginnings they have been and are a prophetic people.
Oh, yes, indeed. And before Moses died, he uttered a very significant prophecy. He assured them that they would indeed enter the land. This prophecy was made before they did, and that they would dwell there for a while. But he added that later they would be driven out of the land and scattered, and that during this time of their dispersion, they would be afflicted with much tribulation. He further prophesied, however, that in a time which he designates the latter days, they would be restored to the land and peace would become their lasting heritage.
And you think that this part of Moses' prophecy is now being fulfilled, or, if not, soon will be?
That's exactly my thought, Russell.
What about the terrible period of persecution they experienced during the Nazi regime and their struggle to obtain the right to return to Palestine? Do the prophecies cover these experiences?
Oh, yes, they do, and these prophecies serve as a key in the meaning of present world events. God promised that he would restore them to their land, but oddly enough, although in keeping with just the way it happened, the prophecies tell us that they would experience severe trouble in connection with their return. One of these prophecies is found in the 30th chapter of Jeremiah, verses 3 and 5, and it reads, "For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, and I will cause them to return to the land which I gave to their fathers. and they shall possess it. Now notice the fifth verse, Russell, what the situation of the Israelites would be when the Lord's time came to restore them to the promised land. Verse 5 reads, "We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace."
But why? Frank, isn't it strange to you that when the time comes for God to restore Israel to their land, it should be a time of fear and trembling rather than a time of peace?
But that's just the way it happened. And Russell, the prophecies also show that when God's time came for them to return to Palestine, the doors would be closed against them for a while. This is told us in the prophecy of Joel, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And it reads, "For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land."
Frank, you think that this foretold gathering of the nations is what the world is witnessing in our own generation?
Oh, undoubtedly, Russell. And if you will glance a little further in Joel, you will notice it prophesies that the gathered nations of earth would make all-out preparations for war, symbolically described as beating their plowshares into swords and their pruning hooks into spears. And have we ever witnessed a time when so many of the resources of the earth have been converted into the sinews of war? Civilian needs have time and again been curtailed in favor of preparations for war.
I know that, Frank. It is difficult to imagine a more definite fulfillment of prophecy than the one that you have just given to me. But getting back to Palestine and the Israelis, now that they have some of the land and their own government, just what is their future?
Well, details of prophecy can seldom be understood clearly until they are fulfilled. However, there is a prophecy recorded in Ezekiel chapter 38. In this prophecy, we are told that in the latter days, a mighty army will come down against Palestine out of the north country. The prophecy shows that when this occurs, the Israelites are dwelling in the land and that these aggressors from the north attempt to destroy them and rob the land of its riches.
Will that attack be successful?
No, not according to the prophecies. It will be then that God will demonstrate to all nations that he is on the side of this ancient people, and having promised them the land, he will see that they are not uprooted from it.
Frank, is there a prophecy which states that God will then fight for his people as he did in the days of old?
Yes, there is. The Lord, of course, has been overruling in the affairs of Israel these many years, but then he will outwardly demonstrate his care.
What will be in store for the world when God does intervene in the affairs of Israel and the family of man?
Divine intervention in the affairs of men will mean that Christ's kingdom has begun to function. Those who obey the laws of that kingdom will be richly blessed, blessed with life, life everlasting, if they continue to obey.
That would require a miracle, wouldn't it?
Certainly, and that's one reason the kingdom of Christ will exercise effective control over the affairs of men. Throughout the gospel age, the footstep followers of Jesus, from among both Jews and Gentiles, have been in preparation to live and reign with Christ.
But many of these have died, Frank, some of them many, many years ago.
That's right, but they will be raised from the dead. It is also a manifestation of divine power, and then the ancient servants of God, such as the prophets and others, will be awakened from the sleep of death. Another miracle. These will be the human representatives of the divine Christ. They will administer the laws of the new kingdom on earth. Russell, will you tell our listeners about the little book, The Future of Israel and the World?
Yes, Frank, I'll be glad to. Friends, may I cordially invite you to send for the little book, The Future of Israel and the World. The period of our generation has been one of building up, but it also has been a time of great tearing down. Age-old empires have been torn apart, but out of this whirlpool of conflict and increasing disorder, something else has happened, as unlike the general pattern of events, as day is different from night, a nation has been born. I refer to the nation of Israel. What is the prophetic meaning of this dramatic event? Are the Israelites now in the promised land to stay, or will they again be dispersed by their enemies? The Bible indicates that miraculous events will continue to occur in the Holy Land. What will these events be, and what bearing will they have on God's design to bless Israel and all nations? These are some of the points you will find discussed in the little book, The Future of Israel and the World, and it will be mailed to you free if you ask for it. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Write down the address, please. It is Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for The Future of Israel and the World. Just the one word, Israel, is all you need to remember on a card or a letter. And this little book will be sent to you free by mail without obligation.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.